We continue on the KCII PM Sports page. We are set to talk about Iowa Mennonite School's Homecoming Week festivities with Director of Advancement Jeremy Hours. This interview presented by Mercy Family Medicine of Kelowna, Everence Financial, and Agriway Partners. Jeremy, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Zach.
Let's begin with the idea of homecoming for Iowa Mennonite. I know this is a new idea for your school. Where did it spring from?
Yeah, it is a new idea here. At IMS, we haven't really had a weekend where we would bring alumni back for whatever events. We don't have a football program. Oftentimes, homecoming is sort of associated with a football game. We don't have those things, and so I think, you know, homecoming just wasn't something that we did. And as myself and a couple of the other administrators were talking last fall, the idea came up, and you know, we're like, well, why couldn't we try something, bringing back alumni and providing a space and events for them to come back and sort of enjoy themselves here on campus.
Now, as you mentioned, that's almost a year in the making here, going back to last fall. And everybody that comes by campus is going to take part in these activities and see the finished product. Can you take us through the planning and what you guys have been up to for the last year to make this happen?
The high school that I would have grown up at in Virginia, we had fall soccer. And they no longer have fall soccer. And so, you know, a soccer game really isn't an option either. Looking at the calendar, volleyball wasn't going to be an option. That schedule had already been set. This being the 20-year anniversary of our fall soccer championship, state championship in 1997, we thought, well, let's have an alumni soccer game and bring back players from that state championship team. It'll be nice for folks to come back and see some of those players. Some of those guys don't live in the area anymore, so they'll come back and get a chance to play soccer again on the old pitch. When we started planning that and word sort of got out about that, a lot of these players, their wives would have played volleyball here at IMS. And so they're like, hey, let's get a volleyball alumni game. So they're going to play in Hillcrest Union starting at 5:30. One of the alumni that sort of instrumental in planning it is Carlene Miller. She's part of Eden Salon in Kelowna, and so they're sort of sponsoring the event. She was making t-shirts, and they've been a huge help in planning the volleyball alumni game for Friday night.
And so we've really, as the PM Sports page's name implies, touched on the sports part of what's going on. But Jeremy, can you give us a rundown on the schedule for the week and maybe all the activities that are scheduled for the different days that people can plan on stopping by?
Friday night, we'll have the alumni volleyball and soccer games. And then Saturday morning, we will again host the Joetown Classic, which was a 5K that we started doing again last year. It was something that had been done originally in the mid-80s as a fundraiser for the cross-country and track programs, and sort of went by the wayside for a long time. And last year when we were looking for a fundraiser to do with the PTO, sort of decided to resurrect this Joetown Classic. There's a kids race, a one-mile kids race that'll take place at 9, and then the 5K run-walk will be at 10. After that, there'll be our PTO is providing lunch. It'll be sort of a concession stand-style lunch for folks that want to hang out. The Young Ramblers will be playing. They sort of have an Americana or a folk sort of style of music that they play. And then there'll also be kids' activity. Hart Frederick Consultants are sponsoring our children's activities. And they're going to have, weather permitting, a bouncy house and some other things, games and things for the kids to do. In the evening, starting at 4:30, is our annual junior class pork supper. That's an event that's gone on for a long, long time, and it's a big fundraiser for our junior class. They sell tickets, but then folks can also just come and get tickets at the door. So that'll take place from 4:30 to 7. It's a great meal, pork, baked potato, vegetable roll, a lot of great desserts, pie. And then the last event would be a hymn sing in Celebration Hall starting at 7:30. Hymn sings are something that are sort of traditional to the Mennonite faith. I think the community will have fun singing together after the pork supper. Sunday, we'll have our fall music concert, which will include our choirs and our symphonic band. That starts at 3 o'clock. After the fall music concert, our director of enrollment, along with the FFA, will be hosting a harvest party for prospective families, any family really in the community that has students in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. So as you can see, it's a full slate. It's a busy weekend, but it should be fun.
And if anybody has any questions or would like to see a schedule or find out more information, how can they do that?
They can call the school, or they can call or email myself. They can check out our website.
As always, thanks so much for your time. I know I've already got my ticket to the pork supper, so excited to see all the activities this weekend.
It'll be good to see you, Zach.
And that's Jeremy Hours, Director of Advancement at Iowa Mennonite School, telling us about their first homecoming weekend and all the activities coming up for the rest of the week at IMS. Again, find out more from their website and give them a call. That's the PM Sports Page interview about IMS Homecoming. It's brought to you by AgriWay Partners, Mercy Family Medicine of Kelowna, and Everence Financial on KCII.